The Northern Territory shouldn't sponsor people like me. Okay? Because there are many jobs for IT in Sydney and Melbourne.
People in the Northern Territory love the laid-back lifestyle. It's one of the things that attracts a lot of people here. But so far, the move to Darwin from Iran has not been good for Vahid Hezra. He's a software engineer and he's got an MBA, so he's been sponsored to come here by the Northern Territory government as a skilled migrant. And he's been allowed to bring his wife Rehane and his 11-year-old daughter Nusha with him.
Okay, actually, I cannot find a job because I'm very nervous. I have a nightmare every night and I cannot eat any food.
The cost of living is crushing him. With goods more expensive in Darwin, even than in Iran, where there's trade sanctions that are pushing up the prices. How much is 1 week's rent in Iran?
Pay for 1 month.
How much?
With the dollar?
Yeah.
So cheap from Darwin. If I, around 350 per month.
350 Australian dollars,
yes, per month.
So almost here for 1 week, what you have in Iran for 1 month in rent.
Yes.
And what about the size of this place? Is this
so small? In Iran, I can have a big room, big house.
How expensive is petrol in Iran?
Petrol, 1 liter of 1 liter of petrol equal around 35 cents.
His family enjoys the freedom of Darwin, and Rehane doesn't want to go back, but she says things are tough.
The first, I was happy, but now I am very, very sad because my family is very have a problem.
There's plenty of things in Iran she doesn't agree with.
In Iran is very, very things haram.
Haram means not allowed.
Yes, yes.
So what sort of things are haram?
Like drink, like dog, like pork, like
have a party.
Party.
People have a hidden life.
Yes.
For a party, for a drink, for everything means haram.
You're able to listen to music and have a drink in Darwin, no problems.
Yes, I enjoy. I enjoy. I feel I relax when I drink, I listen music, but in Iran, never.
Tell me about Nusha and her swimming.
She's very well. She swimming when she was 3 years old.
But you were never allowed to watch her swim.
No, I have never seen the Nusha swimming.
But you did when you got to Darwin.
Yes.
And what was it like to see her swim?
Oh, so beautiful.
I'm Nusha.
Now, your dad was telling me that when he was in Iran, he wasn't allowed to watch you swim.
Yes.
How does it make you feel now that your dad finally gets to see you in the pool?
It's very, very good. It's Darwin, very, very beautiful. I like my school, pool, and freedom.
Maybe you're starting to wonder how the skilled visa system works.
I'm Mary Martin. I'm the Director of Business and Skilled Migration for the Department of Business, Northern Territory Government.
Somebody who's a software engineer that was sponsored by the Northern Territory Government, why would they be invited in if there's not jobs for software engineers here?
Well, they would only be invited if the software engineer job was identified as in shortage. And if they have come directly from overseas, the invitation is only given to them if they demonstrate their employability in the Northern Territory.
Is it surprising to you that somebody can come here on a skilled visa sponsored by the government and then find no jobs in that category?
Yes. No, it's not particularly surprising. It depends, A, on how long they've been here, and B, on whether there's been a change in the market between when they were actually sponsored and when they've arrived.
Well, while Vahid's been in Darwin, he's been getting a bit frustrated with things, but he's had a chance to see how some of his other countrymen have made it to Australia. A lot of them are asylum seekers who got on boats, came to Australia, and have been given a bit of help from the government, and he's starting to think maybe he did things the wrong way.
The government support the people come from the boat and refugee, okay? They give the visa and support them, and if they want to go to many TAFE and VET, the government support us. If we want to go to the TAFE, I should pay. I want to hospital, I should pay. I haven't Medicare. Yeah. Okay? I cannot understand why. We come here illegally, pay tax, pay to DIAC. Okay? I have a test, medical test in Iran. I am safe and I have not HIV, hepatitis, and any of my family. Yeah. But come here, we cannot support us.
I don't know about future.
Yeah. But you want to stay in Darwin?
I hope. I love here. Iran is very bad for life, for women and daughter. But here is very good. But we have not enough money for a stay.